بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ليستيقن الذين أوتوا الكتاب ويزداد الذين آمنوا إيمانا ولا يرتاب الذين أوتوا الكتاب والمؤمنون. We are reading this ayat, this part of the ayat where Allah Ta'ala has fixed 19 farishtas to control the punishment in the fire of Jahannam. And on that Allah Ta'ala says that we did not make it but as a test and trial for the non-believers, that they started making, jesting, made a mockery, joking that what is this, why 19, and that we are sufficient to take, we will take care of the 19 farishtas, we will overpower them, etc. Now Allah Ta'ala explains that why Allah has kept this test in our deen. In various matters there are tests, that we are tested as far as our deen is concerned. The one is لَيَسْتَيْقِنَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابِ تَاكِ يَقِينَ كَرْ لِي وَلُوْكْ جِنْكُ مِلِي هَي كِتَابِ. So that those people also have more fear, conviction, who were given the kitabs of before. That is the Ahle Kitab. That the same thing had come in their kitab also, and they can now, one is verify that what came in their kitab was correct, that there will be 19 controllers over the fire of Jahannam. And also that they will have yaqeen on the kitab of Allah, the Quran Sharif, that this is the same thing that came in our kitab, as it is a riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif, and it has come in the Quran also, so the Quran is the true kitab. That is the one side. The other side, وَيَزْدَادَ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا إِيمَانًا. Or بَرْهِ إِمَانْدَارُ كَ إِيمَانًا. And by such things, those people who have got the core of Iman, the basics of Iman, their Iman increases, it becomes much more stronger, and they don't find any fault whatsoever, and wholeheartedly they accept it is the command of Allah Ta'ala. Like that, the whole of the Quran Sharif, we must have Iman on it completely. Whether it has to do with capital crime, whether it has to do with parda and separation of the sexes, or all those commands which have come in the Quran, we should, Allah Ta'ala has brought this, that those people who have Iman, they are more convinced on this Iman. وَلَا يَرْتَابَ الَّذِينَ أُوتُوا الْكِتَابَ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ. Or dhoka na khai jinko mili hai kitab aur musalman. And also one of the reasons why Allah has brought these things is that the people who were given the kitab, the ahle kitab, and the believers, that they are not deceived in any way. They accept it all wholeheartedly, and those people who have this deep iman, they say, Rabbana amanna bih, that, oh Allah, we believe in it wholeheartedly. Whatever you have revealed, what your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam has said, that is 100% true. However, one thing we have to clarify, make sure that it is the word of Allah, and it is the correct meaning that is being given, and it is the hadith of Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The minute we have verified that, then a believer should accept it wholeheartedly whatsoever. And another reason why Allah Ta'ala said we have brought these tests, and which are hard for a person who goes by his brains and his mind. وَلِيَقُولَ الَّذِينَ فِي قُلُوبِهِمْ مَرَضٌ وَالْكَافِرُونَ مَاذَا أَرَادَ اللَّهُ بِهَذَا مَثَلًا. اور تاکہ کہیں وہ لوگ جن کے دل میں روگ ہے اور منکر, کیا غرض تھی اللہ کو اس مثل سے. And also we wanted to verify and make sure that those people who have got a sickness in their heart, that is the munafiqeen and the open kuffar, and this could also refer to the munafiqeen and those people with weak iman, that those people then will say, why has Allah said these things? Why did Allah give this example? Allah gave the example of a fly, for example. Why Allah had to give an example of a fly in another place in the Quran? Why Allah had to discuss this? Why Allah had to discuss that? So this is what is required, is Iman, and Iman on the words of Allah. not on what we understand and what our eyes see. At the time of maut, a person will clearly see the akhirat and he will bring iman, but that iman will not be accepted. Iman, that is iman is accepted, which is on the unseen. الَّذِينَ يُؤْمِنُونَ بِالْغَيْبِ وَلِكَذَلِكَ يُذِلُّ اللَّهُ مَنْ يَشَاءُ وَيَهْدِي مَنْ يَشَاءُ. بچھلاتا ہے اللہ جس کو چاہے اور راہ دیتا ہے جس کو چاہے. And in this way, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala misguides whom He wants to, and He guides whom He wants to. Hidayat is solely in the hands of Allah, whom Allah Ta'ala gives Hidayat. And even after getting Hidayat, a person must still be very, very afraid and fear that Allah must not take away that Hidayat. Allah is muqallib al-qulub, Allah changes the heart. Allah is musarrif al-qulub, Allah Ta'ala turns the hearts as He wishes. When Shaitan, who made so much ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, that it is said on the whole earth, there isn't the extent of one hand span where he did not make sajda. He was so auspicious and so great that he was counted amongst the malaika. Though he was not a farishta, he was a jinn. But his ibadat was so much that he was counted amongst them. He had so much knowledge that of every Nabi's Shariat and all the minor points of the Shariat, that also he had knowledge of. But in spite of that, he went astray. When he went astray, great malaika like Jibreel alayhi salam, Mikail alayhi salam, etc., were stunned and just stood motionless for what period of time only Allah Ta'ala knows. Then Allah asked them, why are you people in this condition? They say, we see what happened to Shaitan, how Allah Ta'ala threw him out of his court and we are afraid. So Allah said, yes, be like that. In other words, always have this fear. A person must never feel that I'm very strong in my iman and I can never go astray and nothing can go wrong in my life. We have to fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala all the time. So that is the correct attitude. So Allah Ta'ala, these tests that He has put for us, we must also be very careful in them and we must build our iman. And there are various ways of making one's iman strong, and it is absolutely essential that he makes his iman strong. Otherwise, when the tests come, then a person can easily slip and falter. May Allah protect our iman always, keep us with iman, and take us with perfect iman, and with perfect tawbah before maut.